We want to turn now to another story about Africa, about an effort to fill the chronic need for health workers on the continent. In the U.S., it's an exciting time for students in their final years of medical school as they learn which residency programs they will join. But some feel the many opportunities for medical training in America contribute to a brain drain in Africa, since many of its prospective doctors leave and don't go back. Now, the National Medical Association, the oldest and largest African-American physicians organization, is trying to reverse that trend with an initiative to send doctors to train and support their colleagues in Africa. Here with me in the studio in Washington to talk about this are Dr. Muhammad Akhtar, Executive Director of the National Medical Association, and Dr. Kebreton Manai, Associate Professor at Howard University's College of Medicine. Welcome, and thank you both for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Akhtar, if you could start by telling me the scope of the need for doctors in Africa. For example, what's the ratio of patients to doctors?
Well, in many countries in Africa, there's shortage of physicians, but some of the rural areas really are the worst ones. There may be one physician for 200,000 people. And then the distances, of course, are enormous for them to travel. And so it creates a problem, even if the government has the money, how to take the services to the people.
And how did the idea for this initiative come about, and how is it going to work?
I think the basic idea, people always had this idea of really going back to Africa, trying to help back the people there. But more recently, there's been a very bright spot in Africa, which is the creation of African Union. And as all these countries came together, they had a permanent representative here in the United States. She contacted us and said, wouldn't it be nice if we could do this health manpower development piece together in Africa in an organized way where we could continue systematically to build the infrastructure in those African nations so that they'll have their own doctors, their own nurses, their own technicians to serve their people.
And so initially, what's it going to be? It's some 200 doctors initially are going to go for how long?
Well, the way the process works is that an African country makes the request through the African Union. And as the request comes, we have 30,000 members in the United States. We represent all specialties. We are all over the country. We also have four African-American medical schools that we have all come together. And so we then take the request from the country, and we match with the resources that we have, and then work with the country to make the arrangement where our people go down there for somewhere from 2 weeks to 6 months and just sort of provide the training, teach people new skills, but more importantly, systematically participate in their training programs so their training programs are of quality and they can scale up and train a lot more people.
Dr. Manai, it's my understanding that you have volunteered to be part of this initiative. What drew you to it?
Yes, being Ethiopian, my native country needs a lot of physicians, and like Dr. Akhtar just alluded, we have a disparity in health as well as a low number of physicians per patients. So I am really excited going back, taking even my family, my daughter, to get in touch back to motherland as well as also help them back the opportunity I have been given to. So I'm interested in teaching medical skills to the physicians as well as the health professionals back home.
It's your thought that you will be there for what, a year, a couple of months?
It will be between 6 months to a year.
Yeah, Dr. Akhtar, I'm wondering if this is, in fact, perhaps a little bit more emotionally complicated than we are, really revealing here. For example, you worked in the District of Columbia before you took this position with the National Medical Association, and you well know that there are health disparities among minorities in this country. And I'm wondering if perhaps some of your physicians who would be available for this service are torn, because they're saying on the one hand there are dire medical needs of overseas, but there are medical challenges here, particularly for people of color. What has that issue come up, and what do you say?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The issue has come up, and our physicians have really looked at this very carefully. They've been taking these medical missions all day during their summer vacation or their vacation time. They take the time off and go overseas and provide medical care. They've been doing that for many, many years. But more recently, as they looked at their work, you know, it's like throwing bricks around and not really building anything. So now what they want to do is to really build the buildings, build the institutions. And this is what the change is. The change is from being individual going out there and trying to provide the services to the people during their own time versus really doing it in a systematic way. So it's the same amount of time, same amount of energy, but properly directed towards building the institution back in Africa, rather than going and somewhere and providing care to the people, it'd be a lot more important if we could train also the health professional who can carry on the service and the work that that people so desperately need.
So you're building institutional frameworks for doing what, in fact, you're saying people have been doing as individuals
yes.
for quite some time. But Dr. Manai, I wanted to ask for you, might this be a little complicated? On the one hand, do you have, I'm wondering if you have family members there who say, why don't you stay?
Yeah.
Why don't you come back and stay all the time instead of just coming for 6 months?
That's a good question. They do. And I'm happy to stay there. However, I have also responsibility for my students at Howard University that I'm committed to train more African-American physicians. And this student can also be helpful to African countries and give their training to our physician back home. And I'm sure that's a question in many people's mind, why we have all these African people go and stay abroad. However,
what's the answer?
It's complicated because of the political situation back home, and also that home is here now for me because I've been here over 22 years and I have families here. My daughter, we are comfortable. However, we like to go back and, you know, serve our people, the native people. I would like eventually to go back home.
Dr. Ector, what are some of the most critical needs that you're trying to fill overseas? Are there particular specialties for which you have a particular need, or is it just across the board?
In medical specialties, the basic need is for family practice, for pediatrics, and for OBGYN gynecologists are desperately needed. And so these are the specialty, but we need people also on technical side. We need the nurses, we need technicians, we need physician assistants, so that the demand is so great and the need is so great that you just simply don't have enough people to really fill in all the slots.
Is it anticipated that at some point perhaps medical students from the U.S. Might sort of focus their interest on serving overseas as a part of their training? And how will they do that in a way that it doesn't, forgive me just for asking, disadvantage them when they want to come back here?
I think this is one of our goal is to really go to the medical students at their National Medical Association, the Student Medical Association had their meeting in New York, and we made this presentation to 500 of them and saying, this is an opportunity. And students can do it two ways. One, during their vacation time, they can go down and work and learn about Africa, learn about the diseases that are common in Africa. But there's another way. Most schools now offer electives that a student can take in Africa, get credit for their work when they come back. And institution building in Africa is geared towards that, so that a student, when goes over there, there is the faculty, there are the patients, there are the organized system of evaluation, so the students get their proper training when he or she is visiting Africa.
And why, may I ask, the focus on African-American physicians and African-American medical schools? Is there a sense that there's more of a cultural affinity or what?
But there is a historical connection. There's historical connection. We all came, and I want to just tell this brief story that Dr. Adams and I were in Ghana visiting the slave castles. And at the dinner time, the president of the College of Physicians and Surgeons in Ghana stood up and said, Dr. Adams, our president, you are the Joseph coming back to help his brothers. And, you know, hair on my neck stood up. I mean, what a historical connection. And so there are many Josephs around here. There's nothing that created more excitement among our membership than really going to Africa. And I'm very proud of what our organization is trying to do. And this is one way of really helping the folks in Africa who have so little and yet they are trying to survive.
Dr. Manai, what will be the focus? We only have about a minute left. What will be the focus of your work when you go back to Ethiopia?
The focus will be mainly in training physicians and medical students and the new technology that I have acquired in this country and reaching back and make sensitivity to the culture, ethnics, values we have in Africa, and that we can implement this modern medicine in addition to their traditional medicine. So it's really to encourage more to continue the traditional medicine and also add the Western medicine into it. So people have lived with traditional medicine for a long time, that that I want to encourage it to continue and also teach them the new technology.
I bet there are things that we could learn. Right. Dr. Kemberton Manai is an associate professor at Howard University's College of Medicine. We're also joined by Dr. Muhammad Akhtar. He's executive director of the National Medical Association. They were here to talk to me about a new initiative to support medical training in Africa. They were kind enough to join me here in our Washington studio. Thank you both so much for coming.
Thank you for
having us. Thank you.